It's time for the all-new Gervie's Law, cross-examining the ages, with your host, Alan Gervie, and introducing your co-host, Michelle Lobato. Alan is the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervie & Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm which has represented injured workers for over 40 years. And now, here's your host, Alan Gervie.
Hi, I am Alan Gervie, and this is Gervie's Law. And we are so excited today, Michelle. We have a full house.
We do. Like you were saying earlier, people don't do things in person anymore. You know, my generation just likes to do the whole remote thing, but here we are.
I'm shocked that you're here because usually you just call it in, but it's nice to see you.
Yep,
great to have you. And I will tell you, we have a room full of really nice people. And I don't say that lightly. I've interviewed maybe 500-600 people over the last 12 years, and what we know about these three in our room is, first of all, they're nice people, and I'll tell you why. You're wondering, Michelle.
Tell me why.
I mean, we're not going to talk about last week. Do you remember, and I'm just going to whisper so no one hears it, Karine Jean-Pierre, the former press secretary?
Did someone say diva?
No, don't say that. What happened? We were running late 5 minutes.
4 minutes, actually.
4 minutes. And what did she do?
Canceled the interview.
She abandoned the interview. We were all ready to talk to her about Joe Biden and about her time as the press secretary. And she left. And I will tell you something. Daniela Pick, if you listen to an interview that she did with a guy, I think his name is Rocco. She is the nicest person in the world. So respectful, so unbelievably kind to this interviewer that I just couldn't believe it. And the information she gave, so we're excited. And then we have David Arquette. Of course, everyone knows David Arquette. I'm telling you, NBCE, you have no idea what that is.
No.
It is a basketball league.
Okay.
Sponsored by the did I say NBC? NBA. Jeez, we're here.
Oh, I know the NBA.
We're here on ABC, and I'm saying NBC. It's a train wreck. David Arquette is the nicest guy. He played in the league. They played at Crossroads, and then they went to Crypt for the finals. And everyone who played in that league said, I just want to hang around him. And then we get to Danny Abacasser. Danny A, we're going to call him. This guy, you just want to go to a bar and hang out with this guy. That's all you want to do because he is so down to earth and humble. So we are so happy to have the three of you with us today.
Thank you. Woo!
And we are going
to
talk.
Happy to be here.
Art,
can we react already to this wonderful introduction?
Yes.
We're all blushing.
That's what I'm famous for. Alan Dershowitz, when I gave him the introduction, and he's been on so many shows and everything, many years ago, he said, I'm going to play it every morning so I will wake up and be motivated to meet the world.
Yes.
Danielle, I do have to tell you, though, Danny and David seemed a bit surprised when he was going on and on about how nice and kind you are.
I was surprised by their being surprised.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, they worked with me on this film. They should know that I am the nicest.
You are the nicest diva. Yeah, with all the perfect diva qualities.
Perfect.
I'm not a diva.
Did you
at
use
all.
No, diva.
What diva is standing in the kitchen cooking for you, David Arquette?
A diva's different. I'm sorry. I think I've dug myself a hole.
Where's
the crash sign?
Leave the room.
We should hear that crash.
Yeah, crash, Art. Come on.
Crash.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He has a smile on his face.
You
know what I always tell Alan? As long as the work gets done. You know, it doesn't matter if I'm late. It doesn't matter if, you know, I miss a couple days in the office.
As long as the work gets done. Nobody can be late. Late is a no-no.
Danny A. David just used the word perfect.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about maybe a gamble that would be perfect? The perfect gamble.
Oh, that just happens to be the name of my next movie.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know. How did that come about?
Why don't you tell us? Because I could describe the movie, but you lived it. It was a labor of love for all three of you and a lot of other people, including Saban. And by the way, just so you know, I was in the first pilot that Saban ever did way back when called Love on Trial. It never made it. It was like, I did it with Shuki Levy. Do you know
Shuki Levy?
You know Shuki?
Of course I do. My parents know him. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he was a great guy. So I did
it. Oh my gosh.
But now, after that, Saban became huge. Mm-hmm. Tell us about The Perfect Gamble and your association with Saban, of course, and how you're distributing it.
Oh, so the film is about two guys, Felix and Charlie, that me and David play. And we're like, you know, hustlers, gamblers from New York. We get in trouble. We go to prison. I get out early and I go to the homeland where my parents are from, which is Georgia. And Charlie gets out a year later.
The country of Georgia.
Of Georgia, yeah, former Soviet Union. And I tell him, you got to come out here. I opened a small underground casino, illegal casino. And he comes and we're buddies and we're trying to make a little bit of money. And before we know it, we get caught up with the Russian mob. And then we meet Sonia, played by Daniela. And she kind of helps us navigate this world and kind of like explain to us, you know, the ins and outs of how things work there. And there's a little bit of a spark between her character and David's character. And then we just got to figure out what we're going to do. And it's exciting. We shot it a little bit over a year ago, in Georgia, overseas.
And Israel.
And Israel. And we are excited for it to come out. Saban Films, who I did, me and David, our first movie that we did together, Mob Town, Saban picked up.
Great movie.
Yeah, thank you. And they did a great job. And when this movie came about, I got a call from Saban, and they said, look, we really want it. Let's figure something out. I had to talk to my investors, figure out what we want to do. But I'm so happy it ended up with them, and they just do a phenomenal job. They understand me. They're very supportive. They were very supportive of the premiere yesterday and gave us a huge premiere, which usually you don't get with independent films.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so we're very excited. If you're in L.A., it's at the Vista in the theater. If not, you want to watch it on Amazon, on iTunes, Fandango, all the VODs, pay-per-view.
And then I loved the movie. It was it brought back memories of some of the older movies like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid or The Sting, Hustler. Yeah. All of these movies, the way that it all played out. But I have a problem because I'm trying to figure out what I like better. The dynamic between David and Daniela. Or the dynamic between David and Danny A, because there was such this cohesion. It was really like you'd actually been in movies together before and you liked each other.
Chemistry.
We have.
But then there was this intrigue with Daniela. Yeah. David, talk about that.
Well, you don't have to pick. We're all in the same
pick.
Movie.
I like the how you keep using the best words, perfect and pick. You could say Tarantino, but that doesn't come up in your verbiage.
Yeah. Well, I have to go back for a second and say a diva like Cher, like real, like classy, beautiful, sitting diva. Okay, I've
given even worse. One more car crash. Car crash.
Wow.
Oh,
wait a second.
I can't.
He's talking about a diva. That's like a singer.
Sorry. I'll help him out here. Listen. When E says diva, he means it in the best way possible.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
She has a presence.
Really blew it. Okay, I'll go back.
Yeah.
To,
please talk about the
why
movie.
Our characters are so brilliant together. This is her first major feature film. Lead role, and she's incredible in it. She's a Russian in the movie. And I don't know if my character can trust her or not. I know I'm flustered.
Okay. Let me help David because I'm a nice person and not a diva. Let me help David. I think that something about all of us together had this like natural chemistry going on from the moment that we started working. Even before, I invited these guys over to our house And I ordered some Mexican food in Israel.
Was that
really
in Israel?
Hard to
in
get.
Tel Aviv?
Yes, which is hard to get our proper Mexican. You know, every time we order Mexican, my husband is like, that's not Mexican. It's okay. It's good, but it's not Mexican. Exactly.
Israeli Mexican.
And then we ordered some Mexican food, and we talked about the script, and we started, like, just, like, getting to know each other. I knew Danny a little bit before through mutual friends, and then just David came to Israel, and he was really so nice and so kind, and he really helped me with the role. And we started shooting. It was just diving right in to the most intimate scene of the movie.
Well, I decided to.
He just threw me in the deep water, like, okay, he finds you in the house unconscious. He picks you up. He takes you to the shower. He pours cold water on you. Then you guys are in bed after you guys had sex. Okay, good morning.
See,
hi, the perfect gamble.
You were floating like you were in the Dead Sea.
And you know what? I needed to trust him. I needed to trust both of them. I needed to trust Danny. I needed to trust David to help me through this day. I was very exposed emotionally and even physically. I was wearing like a little nightie, you know. So after going through that, it was like kind of a boot camp for us. Yeah. And then we were good. We were solid. We were like a group.
I did it on purpose.
Didn't I say it better, David?
You did.
Didn't you?
But I would like to list the top 10 divas of all time. And I say this because she's an incredible singer. Mariah Carey, Madonna, Beyoncé, Diana Ross, Aretha Franklin, Cher, Rihanna, Barbara Streisand, Whitney Houston, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera.
Sounds like the final countdown.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That's my song. Thank you.
See, she's an incredible singer. That's what I meant.
Is she number 11? David? Is she number 11 on that?
Absolutely.
Going in and out in circles. It's a song I wrote and composed.
See, beautiful.
Thank you.
This is your song?
We had this incredible dinner one time.
I don't know.
And
guys,
there was
thank
a piano
you. You're so
there.
Kind
it
here.
It was great. It's more or less.
I'm humble.
Kind of reminds me a little of Amy Winehouse, just a bit.
Well, that's a compliment.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Also a diva.
A diva.
Would you stop it?
Okay. I did want to make my point.
You made your point.
I really think you did make your point.
Good.
Beautiful.
Well, can I go back to the movie, please?
Yes, sir. Sorry. About that.
Thank you, guys.
Remember?
You're so nice.
Nice and nice.
You really
surprised
me.
We're going to defer to the boss here.
Yes.
Yeah, Danny, I wanted to ask you. So I know you worked it as a club promoter in New York, right? Which is a mecca of nightlife. So how similar to your real life experiences were drawn into the movie? I'm so curious.
A lot. I mean, everything I do is from experiences. It's just different, meeting different characters that I've met throughout the years of being in nightlife and just everyday life. You meet so many people and you get inspiration or you get like ideas from just different characters. Nightlife and Georgia casino have a few similarities to him, you know, some shady characters in there. I wanted to go back to why I decided. So when I casted Daniela, and David got into town, we all met, like she said.
At their home?
And Daniela invited
us. Is that the first time you met Quentin?
No, I've known Quentin and we've had some dinners through friends. But it was the first time I actually got to like hang out with him outside of like a social.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot more closer.
It was more like I only met him through social dinners and
Also, then Quentin really knew who you are as like a filmmaker.
Yes.
And that was the difference for him.
And he was a fan.
Yes. And Quentin was really taken by how Danny is. He really loves film. Like, he's really devoted his life to making films now, and I think that he really appreciated that in him. He has a lot of knowledge, Danny, and they went on and talked about so many films.
I gotta be honest with you, shooting the movie was such an incredible experience in, you know, making it, but getting time to spend with Daniela and David, and then after David left, me and Daniela stayed very, very close because David lives in the States and we both are in
Tel
Aviv.
And you're in Israel.
And I got to spend a lot of time with her and her husband and talk films, and for me, it's just, I can do it all day, every day.
That's great.
Love it. Yeah,
you're
incredible.
Always invited, honey. Just let me know.
David, are you are you moving to Israel?
Oh, I think he is. But didn't you do a bar mitzvah when you were 40?
I did.
Bar mitzvah. Your mother is Jewish.
Yes, absolutely.
Your mother was Jewish? Or your,
my mother, yeah.
Yeah. And, you don't know that?
I knew that. I didn't remember if it's the mother
Quinn
or the father.
Quinn said something really funny because we did Mob Town and Mob Cops together. Yeah. He said he should name it Mob Casino.
No, because he said
it's a truck and he goes to the
Can I defend myself? Wait, I want to defend myself.
This is a law show. You can defend yourself.
Thank you. Because I gave Quentin a couple of names of films that I've done. And I'm like, Mob Town, Mob Cop. Right? So he's like, what's up with Michael? I swear to God, they were named something else. And then once I sell it to the distribution company, they just change the name. And they make it whatever they want, right? So he goes, I beg you to make this Mob Casino.
But it came out
perfect.
We
have a lot of laughs with the Brother Gamble stayed. And it's here to stay.
Yes, it's a fun, really fun ride. It's a crazy, cool film.
Yesterday, it played really well at the premiere. I've never seen it on the big screen. It played really well.
You know, someone said this, and I was reading, Abacasu's crime thriller checks all the boxes for a casino mafia movie. Hey! And the way out is not as clear as you think. He also nails the tone. It follows two Americans who open a casino overseas and quickly get in way over their heads. Kudos to the production team for creating an authentic casino set on an indie film budget.
Hey!
Oh my
congratulations.
Yeah. Give me this person's name and address. I'm sending him flowers.
But you know what is interesting, and this is what gets me, I'm a philosophy major, it says, it's a tense showdown between integrity and survival.
Hey.
Oh, wow. Who wrote that?
I really like this
makes
person.
Story of my life.
Welcome to the club.
We're not going to get into the wrestling here.
It's okay.
Survival on the in the ring.
Let's get
and
into
integrity.
That. Yes.
Integrity. That's integrity. Important.
Getting to know them, and then I realized that I got to get, you know, the hardest scenes out of the way and really get them to meet and really be intimate and close and the chemistry. Mm-hmm. So I talked to the production. I was like, look, let's put all those scenes in one day and do it on the first day. So they can't even have any time to think about it and it'll come really natural. Wow. So I scheduled that way. And they just like
it was
literally,
really raw. It was really
And then you had a little fun with it. I mean, I hate to say it, but my 12-year-old son was staying up a little bit late watching the movie, and all of a sudden he sees the guys getting blown up, and I'm like, "Whoa, what was that?
Yeah,
that looked cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
I mean." That was not, and I don't want to blow it for people who are going to see it, but that was not just a shoot-up scene.
I mean, they were sick and tired of this Victor dude.
Man.
They were just like, let's get out of here, dude.
But we're not gonna spoil it.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
Oh yeah. No,
you don't
no.
say it's Victor. We don't know who it is.
I don't know who Victor is.
Who's Victor?
Who's Victor?
So what are we going to do with this movie now? Because it has this amazing premiere, great reviews. Where does it go?
Right now, they could stream it. It's on Apple TV. It's on YouTube. It's on Vudu.
Amazon.
Everywhere.
iTunes.
In theaters. If you're in L.A., go to the Vista. It's also in New York. It's like in 10 cities in theatrical.
Yeah. And
at the Vista, it's on film.
So on that, film versus video.
Yeah, they're projected through on film, which is a very unique way to watch.
And you guys seem like you're really willing to do question and answer and all of that. Are you going to continue to promote it in that way where you're just here? I introduce you as the three nicest people in the world, and you want to, you know,
we want to continue to get those compliments. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to double down.
We're going all over town trying to get compliments. This is the biggest compliment place. This is great.
Last night at the premiere was my first Q&A. I said to the audience because it's my first movie and my first Q&A was really exciting. And like, of course, I would take any questions. I would do anything to promote this movie. Danny's put so much work into it and all of us. And we just really love each other. I love the film. And of course, it's a fun thing to do. It's not hard to do interviews and talk to people that are nice to you and want to ask questions about your art.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, I think that when you talk about the future, maybe there's another film here
for you. Yeah, that's what I keep telling them. Sonia's Gamble.
Yeah, maybe part two.
Yeah, oh, apparently David, she reduced me to being a dealer.
David, you had an idea, remember? When we were just finishing shooting, you said we should do a sequel where Sonia is a nightclub singer and Charlie is her something. Manager, what was that?
And what the hell is Felix?
Daniela, apparently he doesn't remember.
No, yeah, well, no,
apparently
I do.
It wasn't a good idea.
No, no, we wanted to actually incorporate an element of your singing, that's how it came by.
Because of all the divaness.
Well,
you know?
Well, I'll say this. I'll say this. I was petrified.
That's actually another one of my songs. You should go on YouTube later.
You guys can do a duet.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Can I talk about my movies, please?
Yeah.
We're busy.
Order in the court.
So we just shot another movie, me and Daniela. It's called The Frequency of Fear.
Yeah.
And Daniela's in it, and it's really good, and then hopefully it'll come out this summer. So we'll be back if you'll have us.
Of course we will. Tell us about Frequency of Fear, because it's an intriguing title.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks. Frequency of Fear is based on the story of the Mossad, the beeper operation. Do you remember the beeper operation?
I do.
Yeah. That's what the movie's about.
Wow. That sounds intriguing. Are you going to film it in Israel?
I already filmed it.
Oh,
yeah.
You did?
Yeah. I just wrapped like a month ago, or like a month and a half ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, how many hours a day are you working?
23 and a half hours, and I have a 3-year-old.
It's incredible. Wow. He really is impressive.
So you really do it for like the love and the passion of filmmaking then?
Yeah. Well, look, I'm in the
it's
business.
For the money.
No, trust me, it's not for the money.
For the glory.
It's not for the money. I love making movies, and I'm the type of person that needs to work. Now, I had a baby. Now he's almost 3. But I wanna keep myself busy and work. And because I'm spending more time with them there, I need to keep myself as busy as possible.
He says the perfect gamble. He was like, this is what's been the hardest shoot.
Yeah. It was
ever.
The hardest shoot.
And then he's like, I'm going to take some time off. Then he has 2 more coming out.
How much time did he take off? Five minutes?
Not too much, no. Things happen quickly.
It's not
I'm also
easy.
The type of person that if the opportunity comes, I just jump in. Mm-hmm. I just need like a week in between. But that's basically it. But I love making films. I am taking a little break now because I want to spend some time with my kid and my wife. But in the summer, I'm hoping to go shoot something.
That's amazing. And you know, having a couple of little kids, it's not easy. It's time consuming.
Yes, it's hard to, especially as a mom, to do both things together. So I only take on projects that I really love and that don't make me like stay out of the house for so long. You know, only like very specific projects because I'm a really hands-on mom
and you weren't
before
gonna
anything I'm a mom and that's like my first priority, first commitment, first thing that I love to do.
And so, you weren't going to do this film but for a little
I wasn't
cajola.
Going to do this film. I said no to Danny. He told me he asked me if I want to do the film and I said no, you know, and I kept on saying no for a while. My son is 5 and my daughter is 3, and that was like a year and a half ago, so she was a little bit younger. And And I just felt like, I don't know if I'm ready to be out of the house for so many hours for somebody else to pick them up from school. Like, I've never done that before. I'm the only one who does everything.
And then you did another film.
Yeah, but then I got the hang of it, and I was like, okay, I can actually do this. This takes a lot of planning and people that can come by and help a little bit, and it's not every day, and then you see your... You know, at the end of the day, you get your schedule, and you're like, okay, it's this day, it's that day,
and by the way,
and also they love seeing me work, which is nice for them also as kids.
If you get a chance, check out David's list of films and TV that he's been involved with. That is going to motivate you to say, wow. How can you do so much? That's prolific.
But I got to say, like, but David does travel a lot, and that's, like, a part of his life.
Yeah.
And, you know, my husband in Israel, he doesn't drive. So,
no,
he doesn't. So I'm the only one who drives the kids. And so, it's me. you know, so I'm not going to like
so
disappear.
Is that why you invited David over so he can
so
go?
So he can drive my.
So he can go pick, can up some beer, pick up some beer.
No beer for me. I don't do that. But I could do the pickup line at school. I'm getting very used to.
Yeah.
That's an easy thing.
All right. We're going to have closing argument here. We have 2 minutes. I'm going to go around the room. We're going to ask you to tell us a little bit, promote 1 minute or less, 30 seconds, the perfect gamble. Tell the listeners what you believe is important about the film.
Well, it's a fun film. Like you said, it's kind of like a throwback to the 70s and 80s. If you love Scorsese, Casino, if you love Ocean's 11, this is the type of movie I think you'll enjoy.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a really fun ride. It's about some friends, and you get our like friendship kind of comes across on the screen.
It does.
You have adventure, action, romance. It's all there.
Daniela?
If you're into looking a strong woman and see how she changes other men's life, watch the movie.
Michelle?
Kick-ass film.
Yay.
All right. Can you say ass on radio?
I don't know. It's 2025. I should be able to say that.
That one you should be.
All right. I want to thank you all for coming today. It's been amazing. I knew it was going to be fun. I didn't know it was going to be this much fun.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with the film. I think it's great. And I'm sure it's the beginning of some real success on this film and others in the future.
Thank you so much.
You were awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you for saying that I'm humble. That means a lot to me. My mom's going to listen to this.
I want to pick out the most important characteristics, and humble, nice, and great guy. That's more important than anything in the world.
Yeah. So, and you get all three.
Can I say mazel tov?
Yes, mazel tov!
Mazel tov. Thanks for listening to Gurry's Lab. Next week, I think we have Corey Feldman or Ricky Lake. I'm not sure. See ya.
They should be playing Lady Marmalade.
This show is pre-recorded and furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.